Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Shviz Daf Pehei in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Asiri, in the beginning of Halacha Gimel, starting Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Pruzul Hamukdom Kosher V'Hamuchar Pasul. We were speaking here about Pruzul. Pruzul is the document or the agreement that Hillel established the one is able to do and give his shtoris to Beis Din and effectively not have Shmita Meshamet the loans. And the loan that he has before Shmita continues after Shmita. Now, if the Pruzul writes in earlier time, it's still kosher. And the reason is because the Pruzul works from the time that it's written backwards. Meaning, any shtar that was written up to the Pruzul works for it. Any shtar that's written after the Pruzul does not work. So the earlier you make the Pruzul, if I wrote the Pruzul on a Monday and I wrote Sunday, so any shtar that was written on Monday will not be included in the Pruzul and the lender loses. The earlier the Pruzul is, the less shtars are included and the lender loses for it. So it's not ruining the Pruzul. But if you write a Pruzul meucher, if you write a later date, so then the lender will get an advantage which doesn't have. He's going to write on Monday, the date of Thursday, so any shtars that are written from Monday to Thursday will not be mishamet, even though Medina does not work, because the Pruzul only works backwards, not forward. The opposite applies to shtarichov. Shtarichov is loan documents. Hamugdomim psulim. If you have an earlier time than the actual loan, it's possible. Why? Because when you have a shtar of a choiv, a loan, so you could go and extract money from the buyers. Any buyer that came after the loan will have to lose what he bought and give it to the lender, but only if he came after the loan. If the loan was written on Monday, but the week before he sold a field, and you're going to write the date of the week before, he's going to be able to take it from the lekuchas shaloi kadin, because really the loan came after. So that's why an earlier date of a loan is possible, makes the shtar possible. But if it's a later date, it's fine. Because then the lender just loses from it and nobody else loses. So you could write a later date. If one borrowed from five different people, you write a pruzul for each one. But if five borrowed from one, you write only one pruzul for all of them, because the pruzul is written for the lender, not for the borrower. So if you have one lender, you write one pruzul. If you have five lenders, you write five pruzuls. Kedin is the mishnah pei amud aleph. Ein kozim pruzul ela al karkek. Write pruzul only if the borrower has a land. Im ein lo, if it doesn't have a land, mizaku b'tuch sadei koshku, the lender gives a zikui to the borrower, gives him a piece of land, and even if he's not interested in it, still goes. That's what the Rishonim explained. The reason why you have to have a land, Rashi explains, because it's that shchiach to have a loan with no land, so Chacham not attacking it without it. Other refers should be in the Yerushalmi explained that the reason is because when you have a land, it's as if it's already extracted to some degree, and that's why you could do a pruzbul. If he does have a land, but the land is being collateralized by another lender, you write away the pruzul, it's still considered to be that he has a land. Rav Chutzis Oymer Chutzis says, Koisim lo'odom al nichse ishter. A prince doesn't have a land, but his wife has a land, so he can use the land of his wife, because he enjoys the land of his wife by eating the fruits. Uleisoyim al nichse apotropid. Similarly, the Yisoyim can have a pruzul if the apotropos, if the guardian has a land, because the guardian is taking care of the Yisoyim. So Yisoyim does have a connection to that land. Continues the Mishnah. Kaveres Devoyim. Kaveres Devoyim is a beehive. And it's heavy. You don't move it from place to place. You leave it on the ground. But it's not connected to the ground. So we have a machlokes, a general machlokes. Is that considered to be a land, a karka, or is it considered to be metaltim, movables? Rabbi Lozoi Mary Kikarka has the name of a land. The koisim alea pruzul. You write a pruzul on it, meaning if the borrower has it. Veinu kabelas tumor, because it doesn't get tumor, like anything which is connected to the ground. If someone who takes honey out of it on Shabbos is chayav, because it's considered to be that he's cutting something from an item which is connected to the ground. It's like cutting a fruit out of the tree. Chachayim say, Veinu kakar, it's not part of the land. Vein kusim olei apruzul, don't write a pruzul on it. When kabelas tumor, because it does get tumor, because it's considered to be movables. For a demon in Shabbos potter, take out honey from it in Shabbos is potter, because it's not considered to be connected to the land. Continues the Mishnah, Magzir Choy Beshvi, someone who returns a loan on Shvito. Oimeloi, the lender, if he doesn't have a pruzul, has to say, Mishamet ani, I'm doing Shvito, I'm not going to take the loan away. Yeah, if the borrower says, no, please, I still want to give it back.
So then he kabbalim and he can accept it. Shenemar v'zed dvar shmito. Dvar shmito means loshon dibu. He just has to say, I am doing shmito, but he could take the loan. And by the way, the Achronim point out that you see from here that when you have shmita, the loan is not erased. Just you cannot extract the loan. That's why if the borrower does want to pay it, he's able to pay it. There is a loan in place. Kayetze boy, similar concept. Reitzer shegolo liir miklot. You have a murderer who murdered by b'shege, by mistake, by accident. And he goes to your miklot, has to run to these miklot cities and stay there. V'rotzu anshe iha iir lechabdoi. And the people of the city want to respect him, want to give him covet. Yoymer lehem reitzer, and he has to say, I am a murderer. Don't respect me. But they said, no, please, we want to give you a covet. He come in and they can accept Shenemar v'zed devar ritzach, meaning the murderer needs to announce, I'm a murderer, the people should not respect, should not give him a covet without knowing that he's a ritzach. But once they know, once he said the words ritzach, and he, that's good enough, like by Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Pruzbul amugdom kosher pishahu marra koyechoy, as explained in the Mishnah. The Pruzbul amugdom makes it too early, it's kosher, because it just ruins it for the lender. So there's no problem. Once he makes it early and ruin it for himself, that's fine. Hamuucher possible if you have a later date on the prizul, it's possible. It makes the lender's koyach stronger that he's able to use the prizul for later loans. Shtar yechor v'mugdoyim psul, if you have a loan who is too early, it's possible. It makes the lender's strength stronger that he's able to take out money from the buyer who came before the loan. Hamuucherim chay, if he has a later date, it is kosher, but Shumara Koyach, it just ruins it for the lender. He can't take out his loan for things that were sold immediately after the loan if the date is written after that. Says the Gemara, Mi Meira, who's going to ruin it? Or according to Reb Chaim's Gir, so Mi Meida, who's going to let us know if a Shtar Choyv has the wrong date? If the Shtar Choyv is a Shtar Mugdom? How do we know that? Answers the Gemara in Amud Beis, Shimon Bar Bo B'Shem HaBirichron, HaKhatuim Mishtar, the Eidik can come and say, this Shtar is Mugdom. So why can he say that? Look at Omar Abshem and Lokish also divrei achasuim b'shtar kemish nechkeru edusom nebezdin. Didn't we learn that when you have a signed document, you look at the edim as if their testimony was investigated in bezdin. You cannot change it after the fact. So if edim came and testified on something and they signed on a shtar and then they come back and say, no, we changed our mind, this is wrong, you can't do that. You can't change your mind. You can't be poisel edus. Because once the edus was signed on the shtar, it was as if it was investigated and based and confirmed, the edu can't go back and change it. Says the Gemara, it's different over here. That's if the edim signed, and they said, no, we didn't sign. So then you can't trust that once it's on the shtar, it's done. From but here they're saying, we did sign on the shtar. There really was a loan over here, but the date of the loan is wrong. We didn't sign on the date. We signed on the actual loan. We saw Reuven lending money to Shimon, but we signed on it. We didn't sign the fact that it was on Gimel Elul. It wasn't Gimel Elul. It was actually only Vav Elul. And therefore, here you could trust the Eidim. It's not considered to be that they're coming against a Eidu Shenechker or a Beis Din. Continues the Gemara. It says, "Abirichinomam psuli mamish." If you find out that the Shtar had an earlier date, it's possible. Shimon, look and show my ain no moine and mishas eksav. No. I don't say it's puzzle. I just, this date is not reliable. And I'm going to use it only from the time that I know that was written. And if I don't know, I'm going to make a later date. Meaning the shtar is a shtar kosher, just the date I cannot use. Something more about Tanya, the Barisa says, Pruz will be mugdum in mucha kosher. Pruz will, if you have an early date or later date, it is kosher, even though Pruz will mucha you can use. You will count it from the time that you know it was written, even though the date says a later date. So by Pruzul sounds that we were more meikel, we're more lenient, we allow you to use the shtar. If you say that's the same thing as shtaris, ma ben pruzul, ma ben shtar. What's the difference between pruzul and shtar? The mashmal says the fact that we speak about pruzul is that pruzul we're more lenient and we allow you to use if he has a wrong date. But by shtar we don't do that. If it would be true by shtar, pruzul and shtar, so what's the chiddush by pruzul? So that's what the Gemara is asking, a question of Rishlokish, and the Gemara does not answer. Says the Gemara, shtar is manor kesu b'shabbos or b'asor b'tishrei. You have a date on a shtar and it says Shabbos. It says the date that was Shabbos. It can't be that they sign on Shabbos. Or a Asar B'Tishrei, it says Tenda Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. Can't be the sign Yom Kippur. So it's for sure wrong. Rabbi Machshir Rabbi Yosi Poisel. Rabbi says it's kosher. I assume it was a shtar meucher, the date was written a later date, and it's a good shtar. Rabbi says, Poisel, you're choshesh, that maybe the shtar is wrong. Simple understanding, the Moses can explain in a moment, that maybe it's a shtar mugdom, maybe they did the date too early. Amalu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'aseh bo lefanecha b'tzipori v'hechsharto. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, but once there was a story that came to you, and you were machshir the shtar when it had a date that was either Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Amalu ani lo hechsharti. He says, no, I did not be machshir. If it was machshir, I was machshir, meaning there was probably a reason why I did it, which is out of the scope of our discussion. But a simple case that you have a shtar that has a date of Shabbos or Yom Kippur, I hold this puzzle. Says the Gemara, Avubayin Meimer, they wanted to say, Manda Omar Pasul Mishum Mugdom, the right gear so that the first would agree is because of Mugdom. One says it's Pasul because Yechosh, maybe the Shtar was written in an earlier date. It was written really after Yom Kippur, but they put it under the tent of Tishu, which is too early to Shtar Pasul. And the Gemara continues that Pivon and Aleph, Manda Omar Kosher, the one who says Kosher, Mishum Mucher, he assumes it's probably Mucher. I have a Shtar, I'm assuming probably the Shtar is okay, and the date that was written was a later date. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the reason. If I see a wrong date, I'm chayshish, maybe this whole document is forged. This person, so there's something here is wrong. It was written the wrong date. Maybe this whole thing is a false document. But if I know the shtar is a good shtar, and all I have a problem is with the date. The date says 10th of Tishrei. It's starting to be 10th of Tishrei. So even Rabbi Yitzchak will agree that I assume it was a shtar mucher. Probably was written before, and they put it in a later date. I'm not chayshish that it was a shtar mugdom in that case. I'm just chayshish if I see the date, that probably this whole shtar is false. Once I know it's not false, everybody will agree that you assume it was a shtar mucher. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Pei Hei.